Is that Audrey?
It is, it's Audrey here, Darren.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
Well done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we were so pleased. And, you know, my target was to try and raise about £500. So to have actually achieved double, just more than double of that was amazing.
Fantastic. So tell me a little bit why you decided to do it for the Christie then, please.
Okay. I decided to do it for the Christie for two reasons. Is as a local business, obviously, that, you know, deals with a lot of women, you know, we're very aware of, you know, people in Macclesfield when they have to travel to Didsbury for their treatment and everything. And also my late father, Bill Wilson, sadly was treated at Christie's. He died 10 years ago now, but we wanted to do that in memory of him. But also, you know, a big thing really, just to continue to support the community. We often raise money for the hospice, but we thought this was we just think it's a fantastic thing to help people, and also employment and just everything, really.
So you just summed up there exactly how important it would be to have a Christie's right in the centre of Macclesfield for the whole of Cheshire.
Yeah. You know, I've dealt with people who've had to go every day for treatment, and, you know, it's not a joy to be doing that round trip every day. You know, I've had to do it myself, you know, with family members.
So
that's why we made the decision to do it.
I bet you've heard some, and you've actually got some horrific stories yourself for doing that kind of journey under them kind of stressful, you know, circumstances.
Yeah, very much so.
So what did you do then? So what happened in the salon then?
What happened in the salon? Well, what we did was we invited as many clients as possible. We provided a glass of Prosecco, the new restaurant from Jarby across the road that used to be Chester's. Do you know where we are?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
They supplied all the food free of charge, which was fantastic of them. Then what we did, we asked anyone that we deal with if they would give a raffle prize, you know, local businesses. So it wasn't us. We've got a list of all the local businesses that gave prizes. And so we then started the raffle the week before the event as well. So we were selling raffle tickets to people that wouldn't be able to come along. And that's what we did. And then in the evening, we were giving hair care advice. We had a consultant, Amanda Whittaker, from Neil's Yard, and doing skincare consultancies. We had someone doing reflexology. We had a young lady that works for us here called Gemma Kappa, who does makeup. She has a makeup studio here, so she was doing demonstrations of makeup. And, you know, people were sort of wandering around and everything else. And can I just say, the round table donated, was the round table, wasn't it? £200 prize money. And then they donated it through the Punjabi restaurant. So it was one of my clients that won it. They won a £200 dinner for two at the restaurant across the road. So not only as it helped with the Christie's, but also, you know, kind of all small businesses kind of working together and helping each other. Even Quality Cleaners, our cleaning company, gave a hamper with wine and chocolates. And, you know, it kind of really felt that everyone was behind us, supporting us with it.
Fantastic. What was the atmosphere like on the day in the salon?
It was great. It was really, really good. You know, all of my staff, every single one of the team on the picture, gave their time that evening, which was fantastic.
Brilliant. Well, Audrey from Wilson's Hairdressing on Chester Road in Macclesfield.
Chester Road we are, yeah. So we're right opposite Punjabi Restaurant. So if anyone had been attending that evening, they'd have seen people walking from the restaurant with plated up food with tinfoil coming in and wandering about. And so, yeah, it was a fantastic atmosphere. And as I say, I'm very aware that, you know, that the whole, everyone was happy to help out and to give. We had Nick and Ann Winterton here. I've actually been doing Nick Winterton's hair for the past 25 years, and they've always supported us as a business. So whenever we have an event, although he's retired, they both are both clients of the salon, so they came along to support us as well.
Fantastic.
And the mayor, Janet Jackson.
So everybody.
And she won the £100 free £100 worth of free haircut vouchers.
So everybody that was involved and your team there at Wilson Salon in Macclesfield, thank you on behalf of the Christie and Cheshire Silt 106.9 for doing your bit, and well done on smashing that total.